558.
And if there was ever a day that reminded us of our shared stake in science and research, it's today. We are closely monitoring the emerging cases of swine flu in the United States. And this is obviously a cause for concern and requires a heightened state of alert. But it's not a cause for alarm. The Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency as a precautionary tool to ensure that we have the resources we need at our disposal to respond quickly and effectively. Now, I'm getting regular updates on the situation from the responsible agencies and the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Centers for Disease Control will be offering regular updates to the American people. And Secretary Napolitano will be offering regular updates to the American people as well, so that they know what steps are being taken and what steps they may need to take.
President of the United States, of course, Barack Obama. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. America Tonight, did you know that 10% of all the people who caught the swine flu in Mexico have died? That's 149 people. What are the chances of getting it in the United States? No hard facts, but still unlikely, we hope, unless we get a pandemic. Eight states have confirmed cases. We've talked about it. That number's gone up since our last America Tonight show to 28 in New York. Students from St. Francis, a group, went to Cancun, but some of the kids who got it didn't go on that trip. At another school in South Carolina, they have students coming down with it, again, linked to a trip in Cancun. We'll have the latest from the Centers for Disease Control reaction around the United States and, of course, from you, our listeners. Right now, thrilled to be joined by pharmacist Donna Barsky from Texas Star Pharmacy. Of course, Texas, one of the states where we have confirmed cases. She joins us now on these airwaves. Hey, Donna, thanks for hanging with us.
I'm glad to be here, Kate.
Hey, I was wondering this because I heard that there's kind of a run on surgical masks. Are you finding a lot of people are coming in with questions, wanting to know what to do and trying to get masks to protect themselves?
Well, absolutely. I know that we have three confirmed cases in Richardson, which is just south of where we are. So we've had several individuals that are coming in and picking up masks just in case that they have an issue with a family member or at work with someone that they're working with, or just for any particular reason, if someone's coughing and sneezing, I think everyone's taking precautions.
What are some of the things that people can do? I mean, there have been a lot of tip sheets are out and that kind of stuff. It sounds like common sense, but people don't always wash their hands, do they?
No, they don't. And common hygiene is basically your number one source for keeping you from getting the infection. You know, the fact that you keep your hands clean and you wash them with soap and water several times during the day, don't be touching your nose or your eyes or your mouth with your fingertips. Usually, if you're going to pick up something, it may be just picking up something with your hands. Once it enters the mucous membranes, then you can be exposed.
Ooh, and if you're exposed, I mean, you have to look at what the symptoms are. And some of the symptoms, I said this the other night, are things that you would normally see for other problems you might have. But I guess the fever would be the number one thing to look out for, right?
Well, fever is probably the very first thing that you would notice. Chills, from being hot to cold. A lot of times it's just aching all over, and it's hard to even lift your head up off the pillow. It's just generally the common signs of the flu, and if you experience any of those, what we recommend is that you immediately contact your physician just to make sure that the diagnosis is correct. And when that is, if it is a positive, then what we like you to do is get started on medication immediately, because the faster you get on medication, the faster we can get you shut down.
Now, do you have that medication available?
Oh, absolutely. That's something that we keep in stock all the time. You know, Relenza and Tamiflu are the two products, basically, that are effective against this.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if people, I mean, this is one of those things, Donna, you know how it is. If people get it in their head, geez, there's a couple of cases in Richardson down the road. There's seven other states in the United States. My friend went on a trip to Mexico. Do you have people, I wonder, that would go to their doctor and then just try to get some of that Tamiflu and stuff and stock it up, do you think?
Well, we've had lots of inquiries. In most cases, doctors are very prudent about prescribing the medication, given the fact that there's a limited supply at this point in time, that the only ones that I would suspect would be getting the medication would be the, either the families who have had positive results or the family members who are taking care of those patients.
Yeah, and it, and from what you know, and we're talking about Tamiflu and whatnot and availability and people questioning you, wondering things they can do. We talked about washing the hands and covering your mouth and all that sort of stuff. You think with kids especially, I guess with kids probably you have to emphasize that because they don't, especially younger kids, that's something they're learning when they're in kindergarten and first grade and all that stuff, right?
Well, that's exactly true. Now, the one school that was closed in Richardson is basically an elementary school. They had three positives there. And the fact that they went ahead and closed the school for the rest of the week will prevent it from spreading any further.
Yeah, boy. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Hopefully we don't have a pandemic. But as a pharmacist, you've seen lots of strains of flu and whatnot come through. What was the worst that you've ever seen in your experience?
Well, we saw about 3 years ago, we had several different types of flu in this area, one of which that was not contained with the vaccine at that particular year. And then, of course, the vaccine was very hard to come by. But really and truly, I haven't seen in the last few years that many cases. I've seen flu come through the door, but it's not something that couldn't have been taken care of. As soon as they get the medication, it usually shuts it down.
Yeah, so that's the key. Donna Barsky, thanks for hanging late with us here on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Oh, anytime.
Thanks, Donna. And again, you heard the tips. It's the things that we've been talking about. Wash your hands several times a day. Of course, when you cough, you want to cover your mouth. The whole sneezing thing. Also avoiding touching your mouth and your nose and your eyes with your fingertips, because we have a tendency to do that. People forget. You know that with a lot of things that you end up catching. You don't want to be touching yourself because we have this tendency to touch our faces. But how about that? Richardson, Texas, not too far from where I live, a couple of cases reported, and I know there's people listening to us on KVCE, 1160 AM, Texas, one of the eight states where there are confirmed cases. There have been a couple of ads since the last time that we talked about the swine flu on our last show. Now that it's Monday, a day later, the death toll climbing. I mentioned that in Mexico, the number of suspected cases in the United States nearly doubling. And you have this, the World Health Organization has raised its alert level, but they didn't at this point have not called it a global emergency. So far they haven't. Here's the weird, it's not the weird thing, it's the thing that we talked about. I was asking for this on our last show and I got a ton of email about it. Would you go to Mexico? Because the airlines are waiving the change fees and all that sort of stuff. And in fact, now the United States, the government, is advising Americans against traveling to Mexico for business, for pleasure, for whatever it is. And they're stepping up the border checks in some of the neighboring states, like Texas, like California. And this is the thing that was odd. The European Union Health Commissioner actually advised Europeans to avoid what they're calling non-essential travel both to Mexico and parts of the United States. Coming up next, we're going to have a conversation. I'm excited about this for a different kind of a turn. Hall of Fame pitcher Raleigh Fingers joins us. Remember the man with the handlebar mustache? Won 3 World Series? Ooh, that's next, round the bend.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Well, I'm really jazzed about our next guest here on America tonight, rather. As many of you know, I am a huge baseball fan and covered the Yankees and the Texas Rangers and the Mets and stuff. And, boy, I would have loved to cover this guy. Oh, that handlebar mustache, that arm that never said die. Hall of Fame pitcher, one of the most dominant closers in the game. How do you spell relief? Of course, Raleigh Fingers was the man. Hall of Famer, as I said, three times a world champion, and we could stay here all night and list all his accomplishments, but then we'd never get to talk to him. Raleigh, thanks for popping on the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to be on it.
Hey, it's really true when we talk about relief. You even did a Rolaids deal, I believe, and of course you won the Rolaids Award, I'll call it that, because you were a man on the mission. But I don't know if people realize this or not. You were really, I'm going to credit you with being the father of relief pitching, because you didn't start out that way. How was that when you made that progression? What was that like when you were asked to take on that role? What were your feelings at that time?
Well, it was either take on the role or go to the minor leagues. That was about the way it was, because I was a starting pitcher that couldn't get out of the third inning. And Dick Williams, I was a starting pitcher in 1971 at the beginning of the season, and got to the point where I couldn't get anybody out. And Dick Williams just threw me in the bullpen. I was going to be probably the mop-up man or the long man in the bullpen. And we had a game in New York one night, and we were getting beat like 11-3, I think, and all of a sudden we were winning 13-11, and it's the eighth inning, and I'm the only guy left. He has to use me or the pitching coach. So he brought me in the ball game. I pitched two shutout innings in the stadium. I came in again the next night, got another save, and he called me in his office and said, "I'm your closer." I was just at the right place at the right time. That's how I became a closer.
Yeah, no kidding. And describing that, what's the mindset? What was that adjustment that you had to make to jump from the starter who didn't want to go to the minors boom, really embraced this role and excelled at it. What mindset do you have to have when you go in and you're the guy who has to close the thing out? You have to do it. What kind of a mindset do you have to have?
Well, you know, I didn't mind it at all. It came to me pretty easy, as opposed to being a starting pitcher. As a starting pitcher, I would worry about the next start for 3 days. And all of a sudden, I'm thrown in the role just when the phone rings in the bullpen. And so I really didn't have time to think about it. And I enjoyed coming into games, pressure situations. I had halfway decent control, which is one thing you definitely need as a closer. I could throw strikes. I could get ahead of hitters. I was a sinker ball pitcher, so consequently, I got a lot of double play balls, with guys on base. And, I just kind of fell into the role, and I enjoyed doing it. And, I was successful at it. And, like I say, if I didn't do that, I was on my way to the minor leagues, because it was real close to coming to that.
You wrote a book called Raleigh's Follies. It's great because if somebody is just mildly interested in baseball or they're a nut like me, you've got everything. You've got heavy stuff with stats, and you got fun facts. It's really, really well written and put together. A great read when you're on an airplane or at home kicking back, watching the game. And one of the things that you talk about, you list most saves during the 80s and 90s and 70s, of course, talking about your era, and then up to current guys. Will you look at that list and, like, Mariano Rivera, a guy that I covered, Trevor Hoffman and Billy Wagner and Benitez. Of all those guys, who do you think is the best? Can you, if you were the manager and you had, this is a great question for you, and you had to pick someone to pull in there, the guys that you list in your book, who would you want to close the game out?
Oh, well, you look over the last 15 to 20 years, I would probably have to go with Mariano Rivera without a doubt. He's been probably the most consistent. Relief pitchers, a lot of times you'll have years where you're up and then you're down, you're up and you're down. But he's been consistent almost throughout his whole career. It kind of changed a little bit when I was a relief pitcher and when he became a relief pitcher. He was in an era where you were a one inning pitcher. And in today's game, if I had to have one guy on a mound, in a game where there's a one run lead and needed three outs, I would probably have to throw him out there. He's got great control, command of all his pitches. He's been successful, and he's got one strike against the hitter because the hitter knows the jobs he's done over the years. So and when you're successful, you always have one strike against you.
Yeah, no kidding. Another thing that you talk about, which I think is great, if the game expands, where would a team go? And you ask the question, which of the two following regions would you grant them to? What a loaded question. And I'm looking at Havana, Cuba, Portland, Oregon. I have friends there that would love to have a team. Vancouver, Canada, Orlando, Florida, because, hey, you got all the Disney parks and everything else. San Antonio, Texas, Las Vegas. Do you think, Bud Selig is the commissioner now, and that's been talked about, but do you think we'll see expansion in baseball? I think we will, Raleigh. I'll tell you what my thought is, but I think it'll be in some place like Mexico. What do you think?
If it's out of the country, in Mexico, that might be a shot. They already have, the two teams in Canada. Mexico, if you go out of the country, I think that would probably be the next place they would go. In the United States, who knows? There's so many cities that would love to have a Major League Baseball team. And, if there was an expansion team in the U.S., that would probably be a team that is no longer going to be in the U.S. and or in the States and move to another state. So, Mexico would probably be a good place to go. But where in Mexico, I don't know. The travel would be... you're looking at Mexico City or something along those lines. The travel would be crazy for the ball teams to get, there and back on a road trip. But, Mexico would certainly be an option.
Absolutely. Hey, one of the things that you do in the book, too, you list this thing called Follies Factoids. And one of the things you talk about is Ricky Henderson, who, of course, the all-time stolen base guy. And you mentioned that he had a 49.9% more steals than Lou Brock, the player who's second on the list. Who was the toughest guy for you to hold on the bag?
Well, you know, I had Ricky on first base a few times, and he was certainly one of the tougher guys to hold on. I mean, it almost was to the point where if he got on first base, I was ready to tell him to go to third because he was going to go there anyway. And I had a very high kick, and he reads pitchers so well, and he knows them. He knows when they're going to throw over. He's got a real quick start, with the head first slide he does, it's almost impossible to get him out unless you've got a catcher with a cannon and you can release the ball from the mound very quickly. Otherwise, it's very difficult. But I would have to put Ricky right up there. I mean, I hated to see him get on first base when I was pitching because it was almost an automatic steal.
Yeah, boy, he was so fast, unbelievably fast. I saw him play many, many games and steal many, many bases. You talk about in your book one of the crazy nights, the disco demolition night. Of all the things that you've been through and that you saw, what was the nuttiest thing that you saw in a ballpark?
In a ballpark, well, playing with the Open A's and Charlie Finley, he always had stuff going on. Ballplayers were milking cows. We were hitting golf balls from home plate to the outfield. But probably, probably the funniest thing and greatest thing that I saw with Charlie Finley was Hot Pants Day. Having about 500 women in hot pants on a stage walking up and down the third baseline. That was probably one of the crazier things I've seen in baseball.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we have to ask you a couple questions before we go about current guys. Who do you like this year? Do you like the Joe Torre's doing with the Dodgers in his second year? And, of course, Manny now full-time with the team. Do you give the Dodgers a shot to go the distance?
Oh, certainly. It's kind of tough to tell right here at the beginning of the season. Starting pitchers haven't really got into the groove. You're seeing a lot of high-scoring games. I think hitters have got more of an advantage at the beginning of the season because they're capable of going out and taking batting practice before spring training. They get more swings in at spring training. A pitcher will throw and he's got to rest 2 or 3 days. But it takes a long time to get your arm in shape. So I think the hitters are certainly at an advantage. So I look at the starting pitching, and I think the Dodgers have got a great starting staff. But you never know what's going to happen. It's too early in the season to really pick a winner. But I think Joe Torre's doing a great job with the Dodgers, and he's got a great ball club there, and I'm sure they're going to score a lot of runs for him.
Yeah, and the book is called Raleigh's Follies. Raleigh, a real pleasure having you on America Tonight. We appreciate the time you spent with us.
All right, thank you very much. It was a pleasure being with you.
All right, you're welcome. Raleigh Fingers, how many games did I see him pitching? And I know that Don in Wyoming will just be beside himself when he hears Raleigh's interview. I mean, this was a guy who more than had the right stuff, and you hear what Raleigh said, how it was his choice to either close it out or go back to the minors. Pick up the book. It's really a great read. It's called Raleigh's Folly. You can get it at any bookstore. On the flip side, we're going to talk about a plane. Yeah, an Air Force One, very close with F-16s flying into New York City, very low. We'll explain on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years.
statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You might not know. Kate hanging with you coast to coast and everywhere in between and all around. You can shoot us an email to this show anytime, day or night, americatonight.net. I got a bunch of email. We're going to go through that before we skedaddle as we get into the stretch drive here. Hey, coming up on the show on Wednesday, excited about this guest. We're going to talk to Joe Drape. He's with the New York Times, terrific writer. And he's all over horse racing. And, of course, the Run for the Roses coming up, the Kentucky Derby. There's the big three in racing. Will we have another Triple Crown winner ever? Last horse, to do that was Affirmed in 1978. And did you know who had the mount for that? Who was the jockey? Steve Coffin, of course. And every once in a while we get excited about the possibility, and then our hopes are dashed at the Belmont Stakes in New York. Here's an interesting did you know. In Monday's Washington Post, Howard Kurtz did a story on the latest study on Obama coverage from the Center for Media and Public Affairs, and this was the results, meaning how much coverage has Obama gotten. Well, the networks have given Obama more coverage than George W. Bush and Bill Clinton combined in their first months, and more positive is what the study showed. The study showed that nightly newscasts devoted about 28 hours to Obama's presidency in the first 50 days, Bush got 8 hours. 58% of the evaluations of Obama were positive on ABC, CBS, and NBC, compared with 33% positive in the same period during Bush's tenure and 44% positive for Clinton. It's interesting information. Also, they showed that some of the programming on the Fox News channel, you know, they showed it to compare and contrast it. On Fox News, only 13% of the assessments of Obama were positive on the first half of Bret Baier's special report, which is most like a newscast. The president got obviously high marks with the New York Times. 73% of whatever the assessments were in the front page pieces were positive. So how about that? He's obviously well-liked by the media, at least so far in the early stages of this administration. Here's another did you know, and this is kind of a scary one, actually, and I think we've brought this up on the show. I haven't gone deep into it because we've had all these other things, of course, that are bigger, like the swine flu and the torture slash interrogation memos being released, and will more be released, and the plane flyover, the photo op in New York City, and a ton of other things in between. But a Zogby poll was released that showed big-time support to a Senate bill that would give the president the authority to shut down the Internet if there was a national emergency. Yeah, I'm serious. The bill that I'm talking about is called Cybersecurity. It's the Cybersecurity Act of 2009. Now, Senator Rockefeller, also Senator Snow, Senator Bill Nelson from Florida, they're all sponsors of the bill. And basically, hang with me here, it gives the government the blanket authority over all networks considered to be part of the crucial infrastructure. So under the Cybersecurity Act, the president would have the authority to say, I'm shutting down internet traffic because we got to protect national security. Man, you think of blogs and things that are said on blogs and information that becomes available. That could be a dangerous thing. Also, there would be access to digital data from all kinds of things, banking, telecommunications, injury, energy. It is like energy. Man, if you think of the standards and you think of cybersecurity and then you think of the process of certifying IT technicians, that would be a complete end of free speech. You know, you might not like what's on the Internet. There's a lot of crap out there. There's a lot of good stuff that's out there, no matter what your point of view. Let's be honest about it. But to have the ability to shut it down, to me, I think it's pretty dangerous, actually. And let's hope that doesn't go through. Let's hope that we don't have a rubber stamp on that one. Please. We started off the show, and just there you heard me mention that we would talk about the flyover and how crazy that was, and it definitely was, because too many people didn't know what was going on. So you look into the sky, you see that, and you're thinking a couple of things. Is this an errant plane? Are they trying to take this plane down? You know, why is the plane so close? You could hear the plane as it was going over, of course, and this was the backup Air Force One plane, and then the F-16s, and it was pretty scary, and it rattled a lot of people in New York enough that people left buildings and started to go toward the harbor. And this is the thing, you have to remember this about New York, and especially the World Trade Center, because there had been a bombing there before, remember that. There were people that remember that vividly. And then you have what happened ultimately to the Trade Center and bringing both of those buildings down and people being told to just, in the second building, you're okay, in the second tower, you're okay, you know, just be calm, stay in your offices and all that other kind of stuff. And then, of course, more people died. So nobody, I think, after what happened in 9/11, particularly in that area, that financial area, when they see something, they're going to move. They have families. They're not going to take a chance. And nobody was alerted to this fact. I mean, there were people in power, I'll say, that knew that it was happening. But when you see a huge aircraft functioning as Air Force One, and you see the fact that you've got this above the New York skylines buzzing over the Statue of Liberty, and then right down by the World Trade Center, right there at the Hudson River, and you have witnesses seeing the plane circle, you're going to have panic because nobody was told this is a photo op. We're not going to do a, we're doing a photo op right around the site of the World Trade Center. I mean, the fact that they would do that pretty much defies the imagination, is idiotic beyond belief, I think. But then you do it and you don't tell anyone. And there's so many people that have memories of 9/11 that are still working in that area. I mean, all the post-traumatic stress disorder patients that they saw, that psychiatrists and psychologists saw forever in the wake of what happened, because, you know, you're talking about a hole in the earth where the trade centers, where the towers were. I mean, what a travesty. There's so many areas that you could have flown over, but then to fly over and to not notify anyone, please. I'm surprised I'm not getting more irate email over it. In fact, I did get a few, and I will touch on that as we move along here. By the way, remember, it's a new 800 number as we are into our third week here at GCN. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, if you want to chime in. The flyover was unreal. People were furious. Can't believe that they pulled off a stunt like this. Bloomberg didn't know. His person didn't fill him in. The mayor of the city, and Obama didn't know until the afternoon, and he was apparently pretty rattled himself. Of course he was, because it makes the White House look stupid that it's this official photo shoot. And it's unsettling. Absolutely, it's unsettling. So once again, you have to get in front of the microphones and say, geez, we're really sorry and we apologize for that happening, please. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we have This Day in History, also birthdays as well. And in the wake of all the swine flu thing, here's another thing that happened, and I briefly mentioned it here on ATN, but it's worth diving into. There was a moderate quake that hit Acapulco. 5.6 was the magnitude. And, I mean, right there in the resort area, in fact, the epicenter was about 43 miles northeast of Acapulco itself, so they evacuated hotels there. They say there's no reports of damage. That's a good thing. They did feel the kind of shaking, quaking thing, a vibration that you feel when there's an earthquake for about 40 seconds or so. Office buildings felt that way. And so picture this. You have people in Mexico near Acapulco and surrounding areas coming out of their office buildings. They didn't get a flyover, but they got this earthquake, so they're running out into the streets, and they've got masks on because of the swine flu outbreak. Could it get any worse? Some people were walking around saying, this is the apocalypse. This is what it is. This is the end of days. How could this happen? Well, if they find a way to stop the swine flu, and there isn't a pandemic because you got 149 dead, but you got 2,000 in the hospital, some of them with pneumonia at various stages, and that can go either way. The pneumonia thing could go either way for the patients in the hospitals in Mexico. In Mexico City, I was talking to someone the other day, they said it's like a ghost town because the cathedrals are closed, no one's at soccer matches, obviously, where normally you'd be jammed and everybody would be going to see the soccer and going to religious activities. They're not even going to have a Cinco de Mayo parade. How can they have a parade when they're afraid of having all these people in public for the fear that somebody might have the swine flu and infect somebody else? All right, coming up, we're going to go back in time here on America Tonight.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Heading to the inbox, that means the email. You can shoot me one, americatonight.net. Kate hanging with you on these airwaves for 4 big live hours. Here's an interesting one I got from Kathy McPherson. We love her, out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Hey, Kate, sorry I haven't called in a while. I thought of this with the advent of the swine flu. There were 10 plagues that God sent to convince the Pharaoh to let his people go. From what I can detect, Obama's getting right up there, and he is defying God and the U.S. citizens. She says, number one, the economy with his spending and bailouts and the effect on his people. Number two, North Korea's Kim Jong-il and his nuclear power and ICBM launch and doing nothing. Number three, Iran's AJAD testing us and, you know who that is. And Israel with us telling him to just play nice in the sandbox. Venezuelan leader Chavez and the photo ops for propaganda, Obama and his big smile giving approval. Number five, Cuba and the Castro brothers. Six, Taliban and Pakistan bending over to their demands. They are nuclear power, and we just sit here. I agree with that so much. It's ridiculous. Number seven, Gitmo, no real plan on what to do with the terrorists once we have them. Agree with that. Eric Holder says he's working on it. Well, better work fast. Number eight, Iraq heating up again after announcing the definite date of withdrawal. Agree with that. Nothing done to stem the increased bombings in the last few days. Yep, and it's been pretty sad, actually. Number 9, swine flu, per Rahm Emanuel. Never let a good crisis pass you by. Maybe after the next crisis or plague, he will finally see the light and concede that his will is not as great as those who put him in office to do, to keep, rather, America, the strongest country in the world, not reduce it to a testicle-less eunuch. Ooh, Kathy in Kalamazoo. The live audience likes Kathy in Kalamazoo. Hear that? She made some good points. I mean, she gave you her points, and she made some good points, whether you agree with her or not. Like Kathy, she's opinionated, and she's right on in so many cases of some of the things that we just said there. Kim Jong-il, absolutely. Here's one, too, from Tom Campbell. Tom, we appreciate you sent me that video early in the day, very scary. He says, my office is at 60 Broad Street in Lower Manhattan. I have a clear view of the Hudson River and the New York Harbor. Around 10 this morning, there was a widespread panic as a backup Air Force One Boeing 747, and we know this now, the F-16 jets flew over the Statue of Liberty 3 or 4 times, and apparently it was a photo shoot. No one bothered to tell the Port Authority of any of the masses that live and work here what was going on. Even though it was set up a week ago, Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch evacuated their buildings. How irresponsible is this? I saw the second plane go into the South Tower on 9/11, and seeing a 747 with two chasing F-16s today didn't do anyone any good where I work. What in the hell were the folks responsible thinking about? Your fan, as always, Tom. Tom, thanks. You know, we've been talking about this, and of course, I completely agree. As somebody who was in New York as well, saw the aftermath, it's horrifying that nobody would have even made the connection to think, geez, this is probably something we shouldn't do here. This is probably something that will scare the bejesus out of the people who work down there, and they have no clue that this is merely a photo op and nothing more than that. I think almost any American, depending on where you are, if you see something in the sky that looks a little bit odd, especially when you're talking about, flyovers and that kind of stuff, and you're not really sure what's going on there, but you know the plane is low and you can hear it and it's right on top of you. Yeah, that's going to freak a lot of people out. And Tom was there. Sorry you had to go through that, Tom. And now, of course, we know what the deal is, and you know as well. All right, this one I got from, he always writes this great stuff, our lawyer pal in Vermont, Dennis McMahon. And he writes, he goes and talks about the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the situation in the United States. And he talks about the fact that in California and Kansas and New York City and Ohio and Texas that they've got these cases. And of the 40 cases, there have been zero deaths, thank goodness. Only one has been hospitalized. All have recovered. And just a reminder, if you want more on the swine flu, you can go to the CDC website. And actually, it's pretty good. If you think how you can get it, how the influenza's gotten, which, of course, is through coughing or sneezing of infected people. And I mentioned the website, and specifically the swine flu website, just the other day. So certainly good advice. Here's a good one from News You Can Abuse, just a little bit upside down. And this is the case in Waterford Township, Michigan. Tinkerbell has been reunited with her owners after a 70-mile-an-hour gust of wind picked up the 6-pound chihuahua, tossed her out of sight. Dorothy and Laverne Utley credited a pet psychic for guiding them on Monday to a wooded area near a mile away from where 8-month-old Tinkerbell was last seen. So they set up an outdoor display at a flea market, and Tinkerbell was standing on their platform trailer when she was swept away. She tells the Detroit News, Dorothy Utley does, that her cherished pet just went wild upon seeing her. So they were pretty excited that the pet psychic guided them to the area. When they did find her, they found their dog was a little bit dirty and hungry, but otherwise okay. So a blown away chihuahua. Boy, we can go in a lot of directions with that, but I'll be kind. This day in history, we love to rewind and look backward at some things that have happened in the past. Maybe we learn from it, maybe we don't. There's 247 days left in the year. We're talking Tuesday, April 28th. In 1758, our fifth president of the U.S., who would that be? Remember when you had to memorize all this? James Monroe, born in Westmoreland County, Virginia. 1788, Maryland became the seventh state to ratify the Constitution. An interesting fact. 1952, war with Japan officially ended as a treaty signed in San Francisco the year before kicked into effect. 1967, how many people remember reading about this or hearing about this or going back in history and learning about this? Heavyweight boxing champ Muhammad Ali refused to be inducted into the Army. The same day, General William C. Westmoreland told Congress the U.S. would prevail in Vietnam. We know how that turned out. In 69, French President Charles de Gaulle resigned. He had other things to do because there was some serious heat on him. In 1988, this was a weird thing to see photographs of this. A flight attendant was killed and about 60 people injured. Part of the roof of an Aloha Airlines Boeing 737 actually tore off. It looked almost like it was opened by a can opener during a flight from Hilo to Honolulu. This was sad. In 1996, a man armed with a semi-automatic rifle opened fire on tourists on the Australian island of Tasmania, killed about 35 people. The guy's name, Martin Bryant, was actually captured by police after a 12-hour standoff at a guest cottage. And, of course, he's serving a life sentence. We have some birthdays for you, some interesting birthdays, actually, this time around. Including, here we go, I love that Beatle music. That means we're doing birthdays. Penelope Cruz, 35 years old. Everybody knows who Penelope Cruz is, right? I don't have to introduce her. Also, actress Elizabeth Rahm is 36 years old. Football player Jamal Williams is 33. Jessica Alba, a lot of guys like Jessica Alba, 28 years old. Actress Marcia Strassman is 61 from The Tonight Show. He's just hospitalized. Jay Leno, 59 years old. Yeah, one of the kings of late-night TV, soon-to-be 10 o'clock player. That switch will kick in soon enough. Actor Jorge Garcia is 36 years old. Rapper Too Short is 43. Rapper Big Gip is 36 years old. Actress Bridget Moynihan is 38 years old. She's the one who has Tom Brady's baby. He just married Giselle. That's a wicked triangle. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Mary McDonald is 56 years old from Sonic Youth. Rock singer, musician Kim Gordon, also 56 years old. Actress, singer Anne Margaret, pretty va-va-va-boom in her day. Did some movies with Elvis, 68 years old. Author Harper Lee is 83, to kill a mockingbird. Former Secretary of State James A. Baker III is 79 years old. And that's it for birthdays, except for Alicia Allen is a mere 18. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. I'm going to leave you with this thought. The world does not require so much as to be informed as reminded.
Why are you trying to destroy us?
I have no choice.
There's always a choice.